So, you have a Captain America script for me?
Yes, sir, I do. And I got your email about needing this to set up the Avengers movie, so I thought we could call it Captain America: The First Avenger.
Oh, using a movie title as an ad for another movie is tight.
I thought you might like that.
Hell, let's push it even further and call it Captain America: Please Go See the Avengers When It Comes Out in Theaters.
Oh, that might be pushing it a bit far, though.
Or maybe we could call it Captain America: The Avengers Is Gonna Be So Good, You Guys.
Or maybe we could stick to Captain America: The First Avenger?
Okay, fine, but how about this, instead of having a post-credit scene, we have an actual commercial for the Avengers.
That's pretty heavy-handed, but okay.
Awesome. So what happens in the movie?
Well, this guy Steve Rogers wants to fight in World War II, but he has a bunch of health problems and he's really small.
How small are we talking?
It's gonna look like we CGI'd the head of a full-grown man onto the body of a third grader.
Oh, that sounds kind of disturbing, visually speaking.
Yeah, not gonna lie, it's gonna be pretty unsettling to look at.
Wow.
Anyway, so he goes into this training camp to see if he's a good fit to be a super soldier.
Okay.
And this Colonel decides to test the soldiers by throwing a fake grenade at them.
Oh my god.
And Steve Rogers jumps onto the grenade without any hesitation, so they're like, yeah, this is our guy.
Oh, and they're gonna have to cure his depression before he becomes a super soldier?
What?
I mean, without hesitation, he tried to kill himself.
No, it was like a bravery thing, not a I wanna die kind of thing.
Oh, my bad. I thought he was like, oh, here's my way out.
Anyway, so then we're gonna do the scientist thing from Iron Man 1.
What scientist thing from Iron Man 1?
Well, you know how in Iron Man 1, there's a kind-hearted scientist with a foreign accent who helps the hero get his powers and then dies immediately after?
Yeah.
Well, in this movie, we're gonna have a kind-hearted scientist with a foreign accent who helps the hero get his powers and then dies immediately after.
Are people gonna mind that we're doing the exact same thing again?
No, he's gonna have a different foreign accent.
Oh, okay, nobody's gonna notice then.
Right.
So then what happens?
Well, then this bad guy steals the only thing of Super Soldier Serum left. So Cap chases down his car through the streets of New York on foot, and then he dives into the water and pulls him out of a moving submarine, and he's just super powerful now.
Oh, so that Colonel must be super excited that the procedure worked.
No, he's like, I have no use for you.
He says no to a guy that chased down a car on foot and pulled a guy out of a moving submarine.
That's what we're going with.
Well, okay then.
So then Steve becomes an entertainer for like 10 minutes of runtime.
Why would we have that in the movie?
Literally just to explain why he has a silly name and a costume.
Oh, okay. And is there a villain in the film?
Yes, sir, there is. And he has pretty much the same powers as Captain America, but evil.
Oh, the bad guy has the same power set as the hero? I don't think we've done that in a Marvel movie yet.
Really?
Oh, wait, no, we have, repeatedly.
Oh, should I switch it up then?
Oh, hell no.
Well, okay.
So what's this guy's name?
His name is Red Skull.
Oh, that is a really good villain name.
Yeah, it is, but most of the time people are gonna refer to him by his given name.
What's his given name?
It's Schmidt.
Oh, that is substantially less cool.
Yeah, so anyway, he's obsessed with this thing called the Tesseract.
What's the Tesseract?
It's like this glowing blue Avengers commercial that has the power of the gods.
Wow.
We're also gonna have a love story going on between Cap and this agent Peggy Carter.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she's gonna be the love of his life, so it could be like a recurring thing in his movies.
Wow, so how long are they together?
Not at all, actually. They kiss once.
Oh, well, in movies, I guess a single kiss does basically mean you're in love.
True, although Cap is gonna kiss someone else in the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and Peggy's gonna get super mad and shoot a gun at him.
Oh my god, and this is a love story for the ages?
Yeah, it's gonna be real romantic.
If you say so.
I do.
So you said this movie takes place during the Second World War. It's gonna be hard to have Cap appear in a modern-day Avengers movie.
Actually, it's gonna be super easy, barely an inconvenience.
Oh, really?
Yeah. We're just gonna have him make, you know, the most unnecessary sacrifice ever.
What do you mean?
Well, he's gonna be in a plane that has bombs in it, so he's gonna crash it into a frozen ocean.
Right, seems unnecessary to be in the plane when it crashes.
Yeah, but this way he turns into a capsicle, and at the end of the movie, we'll have him wake up in a modern-day commercial for the Avengers.
I love it.
Yeah, so, you know, you could remove that actual commercial from the post-credit scene if you want.
No, that stays.
Fair enough.
So wait, what happens to Red Skull?
Oh, well, he's gonna touch the Tesseract, and something is gonna happen.
Oh, what's gonna happen?
Like a space beam, he's gonna disappear, I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I figured I'd just do that and some future screenwriter can figure out a way to make it clever.
Okay, man, we'll try to shoehorn in an explanation somewhere down the line.
Awesome, thank you. Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you liked that pitch meeting. A lot more of these on the channel you could check out. Like a lot. You can also let me know in the comments section what other movies you'd like to see pitches for. And we did just launch a new series called Theory Battle that you could check out too. In that, we go head to head with two different film theories and you guys decide in the comments section which one's the most plausible. It's pretty fun. Check it out if you have a chance. And don't forget to like this video, subscribe, share it on Facebook and Twitter. You know the drill. And check back soon for a new one. Bye-bye.